It's Friday, June 29th, and the Bucks offseason officially kicks off this weekend after selecting Dante DiVincenzo in the NBA draft last week. What's going to happen with Jabari Parker and much more on the Bucks? Also, the Brewers are a little banged up as we enter the dog days of summer. We'll see what's going on with them as we inch closer to the All-Star break. Summerfest gets underway this week. We'll discuss that and more coming up on Tapping the Keg podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Mitch Ross MKE and at SnowTabWI. So without further ado, here's your host, Charlie Trichler.
Episode 293. Happy Friday, Tappers. Mitch on the ones and
another
twos.
Friday edition of Tapping the Keg.
It doesn't happen often, but
not too much lately. But you know, we get in our grooves.
We used to do Thursday pods.
Yeah, we used to.
But you know, we're on here for Thursday.
Feels good to be back.
It does. It's been it feels like a little bit of a layoff. Did you miss me?
Yeah, man. Of course.
Appreciate that, dude. Always miss you too. All right. So, as you guys know, SnowTabWI is where you can find us. We are talking about...
it's a website.
It is a website. Well, I'm going to pitch it later. I realized I didn't... That was a rough start for me. I had Junior Garrett that. I gave up a leadoff homer. But
Chase
no.
Anderson, that one, for first pitch of the game.
We're going to talk about Summerfest a little bit, then talk about all of the NBA free agency. So, a preface on this podcast. So, we are taping this Thursday night. We are taping this before midnight. Now, granted, I don't think anyone can sign until Sunday, but basically we can't be held accountable. So, like, some of the stuff we might talk about might not, you know, it's going to change, right? But we're going to have some fun with it, and we're going to talk about a lot of different things. Obviously, talk about Jabari Parker, talk about Eric Bledsoe, since you guys have been so into that this week. Appreciate everyone checking that blog post out. If you didn't check it out, end of Eric Bledsoe. SnowTapWI. It is a website. And
that was a very clickbaity headline. I appreciate it.
I wouldn't say it's clickbaity. I mean, it's he's not dead, but it's
you make it sound like it's 100% he's gone.
I mean, there was a report.
And we'll get to it, but
there was a report today that said the Bucks are looking for any and all trades involving Eric Bledsoe. I literally saw a reporter tweet that out.
See, and that's the problem, because everyone knows they want.
Oh, Andrew Sharp, I think, had that. So Andrew Sharp's on my shit list, but he had that. He was the one who wrote that whole Giannis article.
Isn't that a hockey player?
That's Patrick Sharp. So, yes, and as Mitch said, yes, SnowTabWI, it is a website. It is your alternative source for sports in Wisconsin. You can find us also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We also can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud. And Mitch, I'm doing something fun, and I didn't tell you this, so I apologize for ambushing you.
Okay.
It's nothing really that big.
Happens quite a bit, so we'll see.
And I'll let you pick.
I try to be.
I will let you pick the word. So what are we going to do? I have a bunch of free SnowTap shirts just lying around, and I know I'm not going to make a profit off them. If we're going to do t-shirts, I'll have a Nick Van Exel wearing a cheese head and sell that shit as a... Because that's maybe one of the greatest pictures I've seen in
quite
some time.
That's him from the 90s, right?
Yeah. Eating chicken wings, wearing a cheese hat and a Favre jersey and some jorts. Iconic picture. But anyways, so we're going to do a secret word. And so first person, if anyone, who gets the secret word, and we'll drop it at some point in the podcast, won't say that. Basically, we'll just say it naturally. We'll try to fit it in. And I'm going to give you... If you want to think about it, I can keep talking and we can go back to it. But it'll be a secret word. First person to tell me that secret word, I'll send you a t-shirt. If for some reason I do not have your size, because these are just leftovers, I'll Venmo you $5 so you can get yourself a nice beer at whatever establishment you go to.
So I'm supposed to come up with a word right now.
You can come up with anything. It could be something.
And say it out loud right now?
Yeah, because we'll say it later, and then you just got to give us a think about our topics. We got Summerfest, we got the Bucks, we got the Brewers.
I was going to do something like cap, because the Bucks have no cap space.
Okay, fine. That's fine. I'm sure
it's going to come up a lot.
Right, and if you hear cap at any point, you just let us know, and you tell us that time, so we'll make sure you're listening. So could you guess? Yes. But will we make sure that there is at least one time where we know we say cap? Absolutely. So.
And it doesn't count at the 4-minute mark.
Exactly.
Or
at. Don't guess. You don't guess like this. Don't play dirty. It's just a t-shirt. It's a good shirt. but it's just a long sleeve tee.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it, I believe it's on a variety of Instagrams and all sorts of things. Okay, let's...
How am I doing though, Charlie?
How are you doing?
Well, I'm drinking a 7-Up like an absolute serial killer.
What's wrong with drinking 7-Up?
I don't know. I like it. I'm just kidding. It's just not... It's off, you know, it's in left field a little bit.
What do you think? Okay, so what do you think is left field sodas? Like
your 7-Up, like basically your Dr. Pepper 7-Up.
See, I don't think Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper is definitely
Mellow
closer
Yellow,
to the
you kind of are like an asshole.
That's also my favorite soda.
Really?
Yeah, I love Mellow Yellow.
I haven't had Mellow Yellow in years.
I don't know how it died so much. It's
easy,
still around.
Because Mountain Dew is delicious, bud.
True, but Mellow Yellow also changed, I think, their formula.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean...
Years ago.
20 years ago.
Yeah, I remember being a little into the Mellow Yellow game when I was a fat kid. And
I still
just
like it.
Slugging regular soda.
Yeah, I mean, one of the best sodas ever.
What did you, were you a Surge guy back in the day?
Yeah.
I mean, how could you not
be? Of course.
At that point.
Any 90s kid like us.
Oh, my God. And then all the different Fanta flavors, and you could never find the yellow Fanta.
Yeah, we, man, what did.
Did Wausau even get Fanta? Did you guys just get Fanta like 2 weeks ago or something?
Yes, we had Fanta. Yes,
Fanta.
That
bit me in the ass.
I remember there being a Minute Maid soda.
It wasn't soda. But, it was just a lemonade.
Well, no, I vaguely remember like a grape Minute Maid soda, that you know, flavored sodas like that.
You're right. There was a Minute Maid soda. You're absolutely correct.
Big fan of those as well.
Where'd you stand?
Get home from school, go down to the basement, grab a soda.
Oh yeah.
Watch Saved by the Bell.
Absolutely. What was your opinion on Black Bear?
We didn't have that up there.
Okay.
That's a local thing. That's a local Milwaukee thing.
Local Milwaukee thing.
Yeah.
Black Bear is for the real ones.
Also, Black Bear, RIP to Black Bear.
Also for the real ones, Little Fago.
Fago, yeah. Well, that's all over, too.
I know,
that's
but still. It's
popularized by the horrorcore rap group.
Right.
Insane Clown Posse.
Shout out to ICP
exactly.
And those juggalos.
Those guys were at like the Miramar like a month ago. You know that, right?
I
needed to go to that and I didn't.
I would rather drink bleach, to be honest, than go.
It just would have been such a spectacle.
I couldn't deal with it. I would have to, if we went, I'd have to go like, I have to either film content, I'd have
well,
to.
Yeah.
There'd be no way that I couldn't not just do stuff like that.
Do it for the gram.
Absolutely. Speaking of concerts and this kind of, I've been doing Summerfest stuff every day. I'm going to be doing it every day with Daily Tap. But I brought it up because we had a discussion about Little Uzi Vert, and Mitch is like, I wouldn't be caught dead there.
Pretty much.
And it's like, we both said it. I said it at the podcast. I'm like, that's the show I wouldn't go to as a above 25-year-old. I think there are...
Yeah.
There's usually a show per night where it's like,
yeah.
I would just avoid that if I was older.
I mean, and as we record Marshmallows tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I'm out on
that. And that's, I said that on the Daily Tap.
Way out.
I said that on the Daily Tap tonight. I like his music, but no way.
Yeah.
And he's a dude wearing a marshmallow hat.
And he played Fortnite with Ninja, who's like the biggest Fortnite streamer.
Yeah, yeah.
With his fucking hat on still and his mask on. It's like, dude, just one time for me.
He's like the...
But I think he is a Twitch streamer himself.
Okay.
And he doesn't wear his thing on that, I don't think.
Oh, really?
Or he did it once or something. I don't know.
He's like the new Deadmau5. Whatever happened to Deadmau5?
Deadmau5?
Yeah. Is it Deadmau5?
Yeah.
I
Deadmau5?
Yeah, it's like Jeru Holiday. It's just...
Jeru?
Just happens sometimes.
Yeah.
I did that intentionally. That was an intentional one.
I took the bait.
I've gotten good on Jeru Holiday. But yes... Is he like, do you find him to be an asshole because he always wears that fucking marshmallow head?
I mean, kind of.
Yeah, kind of same.
I mean, he once in a while, but.
Right. So, yes. And then we also talk about how bad it would be to be a parent during Summerfest.
Oh, man. It's kind of sad that like that is now a thought in my head. Like, am I getting older that where it's like I'm thinking about being a parent?
No, because
it's also a little fresh in my mind because I had someone in my regular life. Say something to me like, oh, my daughter's going to her first Summerfest, but she's going to Imagine Dragons, so it shouldn't be that bad. And after we had our discussion, I was thinking, yeah, she ain't going to Imagine Dragons. Because, I mean, again,
she's going to Little Uzi Vert.
Right. And we were, because I didn't realize at the time that he was playing.
Yeah.
One of the guys in my band said that we, Uzi Vert, anybody going there tonight? And I was like, kind of jokingly. And I thought he was like at the rave or something.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, first night of Summerfest and Lil Uzi Vert at the ravers. But no, he's on a free stage at Summerfest.
It looked like a huge good God. Crowd.
They, you know how we know that? Dante DiVincenzo was there.
Yes. Dante had that, and so did and then I saw our guy Shannon, who was at Alessio, who had maybe the most hardo comment ever. Like, he was one of those guys saying, if you only know his songs from the radio, don't even bother showing up. Like, yeah, we get he was in Swedish House Mafia, dude. Like, we all know. It's fine. He has some bangers. But, yes. So, tonight...
Friday's pretty sparse, right?
Friday might be the worst. I haven't looked, like, full on, but this is a bad night of Summerfest.
They usually come with the big ones on the first Saturday.
Yeah.
That first Saturday... The first Saturday infamously had the riots a couple years ago.
And that's what, so on Milwaukee's recap was, Imagine Dragons were good. They didn't burn it down this time. And we'll talk about Saturdays on the Daily Tap this week, and Sunday is the whole thing. But yeah, tonight you just have Logic and Halsey, which I would not pay to go see at all.
Friday night?
It's at the main stage, though. Logic's at a main stage.
See, if Logic's at the main stage, you know it's a little light, probably.
Right. And then you have Billy Currington, who's a decent country singer. The why the fuck are they there is the Plain White Tees are still a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey there, Delilah. Yeah, there's a lot of good songs. In New York City. But what have the Plain White Tees done in five years? I mean, it's that you always get those concerts at Summerfest. There's also a guy playing Miller Ite Oasis called Goldlink. Do you know of Goldlink?
Nope.
He's like a DC rapper. I've never heard of him.
There's a band called Carousel Kings. That's like a pop punk band.
Okay. And are they playing on the stage at Social Distortion?
They are playing on the U-Line Warehouse stage.
Oh, before Plain White Tees.
Yes. So Social Distortion's on the Roadhouse. And before them is Jade Jackson.
So like I said, this is a bad
Halsey,
night.
Your buddy Halsey playing too?
Yeah. I would, if you go tonight, the reason you go tonight is just so you can just sort of drink and just walk around.
Wet the beak.
Right. Exactly. You'll have a lot of that going on.
So then Saturday is when you'll find my ass down there.
Why? Who are you going to
Third see? Eye Blind.
Oh, Third Eye Blind. Okay.
And then you'll have some scenery with Florida Georgia Line being in the house as well.
Yeah. Florida Georgia Line, though, is the country they version are the, of Nickelback.
They're the worst thing in the history of civilization.
Yeah, no. We'll talk about Saturday. Saturday's on
and probably the Phil Vassar's there, who is the longest running act at Summerfest. That guy's got to have the record.
Mitch is just cucking my Daily Tap segment. I love this. I'm trying to transition out because I'm like, this is a segment. We're doing it every day. Like, this is helping me get through the dog days of summer. And Mitch is just cucking a segment of mine. I mean, I don't care.
You can rehash it tomorrow.
That's fine. I'll just mention it slightly. But yeah, no. Phil Vassar, as we like to joke. But yes, Phil Vassar, staple. I do think if you go to Phil Vassar every year, I don't know. I was about to say you're an asshole. I've said this last year, and I think I'll say it again. You're an asshole because it's the same songs every year. It's like
I couldn't tell you one
nothing
song.
Nothing changes. I've seen it multiple times. Sometimes through work, sometimes through, like, I had one summer where we got really into Phil Vassar, and it was like high school, and it was so dumb. And it was like, just some of the shit you do in high school and college. Granted, I also am the same asshole who saw The Fray by himself.
Yeah, that is true.
That's a legendary move.
Thanks, facts.
I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing about The Fray. The reason I went by myself is I was really into The Fray. Judge me if you will. But yes, I was really into The Fray. I was in high school. Was I in college? I think I was in college. I was in college. I was like 20. And I was like working out at a local gym. I might have been in high school.
Not now, Chief. In the fucking zone.
But I like asked, like nobody wanted to go with me. I kept asking people. And then that night, that afternoon, I was just like, hey, you know, you guys want to go? Like whatever. And I think I even like offered to pay somebody's parking ride just to go with me. I just needed somebody to go. And like, I wasn't smooth enough with women where I could be like inviting a girl to go with me. Cause I had wheels like a fucking canoe and I was also fat as fuck. So those combination is not good. So I went by myself. I remember talking to a few girls who were from, Carroll. So they were a few years older than me. And then I go, they're like, oh, who are you here with? And I'm like, all right, my buddy's just grabbing a drink over there.
I just slowly walked away.
I don't even know. I can't remember how long I stayed for that concert, but there KFC.
I saw Taking Back Sunday by myself, sort of technically.
Okay.
I went with a group of people and we all kind of fucking, it was immediate. It's like, isn't there a meme out there? There should be. It's like step one, Summerfest. Step one, arrive at Summerfest. Step two, immediately lose your friends.
No kidding.
That's what it was. It was like, we were all kind of drunk. Like, I think I was like 21, all kind of drunk. And just, I remember walking into Summerfest and just boom, everybody's gone. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to Taking Back Sunday. I think like it was one of those where like a couple people wanted to go to one thing. Yep. A couple people wanted to go to another. And I'm like, I'm not seeing either of that shit. I'm going to Taking Back Sunday. So I did. There was a shitload of people there and it was fun. And then I walked home.
There you go.
And it took like an hour.
The meme really would be like just strolling in with your friends, just nice. And then the other is like Jon Snow in the middle of the Battle of the Bastards, where there's just people all around you and you're just trying to fight and claw and scrap. So Summerfest is a lot of fun.
Being a parent would be a nightmare for this.
Oh God.
You know, for having a teenage son or daughter, more so probably daughter, just being that I'm a guy. And
I think both. Because with guys.
Because that's your little baby.
Well, with guys, you worry about the Superman complex because you worry these guys just think they're legends and they think they can do whatever and try to buy beers off people. And
happened.
I'm not saying that I never tried to buy beer. I never actually.
I don't think I've never done that, but I had somebody ask me last year.
Buddy, I've definitely done it. And I usually, our friend Josh was usually the king of getting beers bought for us.
I can see that.
And yeah, that was a role he played very well. but yeah, we had girls who would sneak like booze in their a Ziploc bag and put it in their bra.
Yeah, because if you can't, you can't touch it. You can't go there.
I mean, it's a genius move. Uh-huh. I mean, you're right. And so, you know, there's all sorts of shit that you would do to sneak booze, and there is that element of danger, and that it's kind of like no rules. And so it's why you see just high schoolers just getting fucked up because there's no parents around. They can find ways to get beer. Summerfest is pretty easy to get a beer.
Yeah.
It's not hard.
And the other thing, too, we talked about it briefly. It's like the transportation, too. I know it's kind of lame, but it's just like, I know there's park and rides and all that shit.
Yeah.
But it's like, still, somebody has to drive down there. And it's like, it's going to be probably my ass driving from, you know, Cedarburg or like Delaware, something way out there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know.
We're going to do a podcast.
Fucking a dozen kids want to go. You got the minivan.
We're going
to
do a podcast.
Then their parents are freaking out and it's your ass to get them there and home.
We'll do a podcast in 20 years and we'll just be such bitches about the whole thing and be like right around now, like, yeah, I got to pick my kid up from Little Pump's son's concert.
Yeah.
His name's Little Squeeze. Yeah. But, you know, it's like
guitar is completely gone from all popular music.
Yeah, exactly. All it is gonna auto-tune,
and I don't even. Whatever.
And we're going the next night to go see Taking Back Sunday play the 4-day reunion show.
Yeah, when Taking Back Sunday's like Rush, and they're like, they're all like in their upper 60s.
I barely can talk because of the drugs, but you know. So, anyways, yeah, Summerfest is a good time. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Obviously, stay safe. Don't drink and drive like a dumbass. Not that. That needs to be said, but
driving there is just ridiculous.
Absolutely. It is.
I mean,
very Jim Rome. Ridiculous.
It's stupid. You'll never get out of there. You can barely get in there.
Yeah. You'd be better off. You would really be better off chopping off your legs and just sitting there.
Or doing, you know, drive to your favorite bar and shuttle.
Shuttle. Always
and
take
shuttle. And then Uber home.
Yeah. Ubers are your friends. Shuttles are your friends.
Because Ubers are actually not your friend. At Summerfest,
no, they fuck it up every time.
Because they'll never find you.
No.
And when you do get picked up, you're looking at, I don't know, a $30 Uber to go three blocks.
Yeah.
Because traffic's so horrific.
You're better off taking a shuttle. Yeah. You're better off taking a shuttle.
Or you go to like Camp Bar or something and hang out for an hour.
That's also a great play. We did that.
Or Bugsy's.
Then we do, yeah. Bugsy's, can I say something about Bugsy's? And this is kind of a shrapnel shot. That place stinks.
Oh, wow.
No, it would be much cooler if they didn't play the facade of it being like a classy bar. If they played it off as like...
Well, they're trying to be a speakeasy.
Right, but like, I feel like such a schlub when I come in there in like shorts and a t-shirt. It's accepted, but like, I feel like an asshole. I just feel like you could have a basement bar, which is kind of what that is. Like, we need more basement bars in Milwaukee.
Eric Thames is the 3-run homer, by the way.
I love it. We don't kills the Reds. We don't have. Do we have any basement bars in Milwaukee?
Not really. And I thought about that. Like, for some reason, I was thinking about Chicago.
Oh God!
And,
how great!
Oh, I think I was talking with my dad about how we went to Wrigley and stuff last year, and Chicago came on my mind, and I thought about how we went to that basement bar, and I was like, that place is such a slum.
Listen, I could have stayed at that. I could have, like, took off work that Monday and just stayed there and got fucking hammered on old style. Mm-hmm. Just there was such a good vibe about it. Dude, there needs to be a basement bar somewhere in Milwaukee. Like, get on it, somebody. Maybe we start it.
Sports news on tap.
Absolutely.
Works both ways.
Exactly. You get your news, you get your drinks,
sports,
your
taps. News on tap.
I love it. I love
sports
it.
Sports period, news period on tap.
Oh my God. I don't know how bad. I feel like my girlfriend, if I told her, like, hey, so by the way, just moved in with me. Gonna get a basement bar with Mitch and probably bring Murph in too. just so you know, this is what I'm doing. She'd probably be like, fuck you, I am out. Or you can stay at that fucking bar and live there. So, but that's here nor there. All right. So we've gone on long enough.
Shut it down.
We remiss to not tell you before we get going here. I did the whole pitch where we can find us, right?
Yep.
All right, great. So the NBA free agency is happening. The Bucks are, I wouldn't say their asses are in the jackpot.
Well, there's been, you know, I mean,
would you say they're asking?
It just stinks. I think that maybe in the last couple days, there's been this, like, negativity. You know what I mean? Like, kind of doom. Like, the Bucks are kind of fucked.
Well, first of all, Bucks Twitter can't stay happy for more than 2 days. No. So they have to get mad about something. Well,
and they were more unified than ever when they hired Budenholzer.
Right.
So now it's, you know. You know, there was a lot of people who supported the DiVincenzo pick. I would think for the most part, people were okay with it.
Yeah, I think the people who Sarah said that they were throwing it away, I broke it down last week, but it was like, okay, Lonnie Walker was a 34% three-point shooter last year. Lonnie Walker's 19. I get that Lonnie Walker has a ton of potential, but the Bucks need a guy who can go right now. Mm-hmm. It sucks that the Hawks thing fell apart because I think they would have got Jalen Brunson. I really do. And I think
Spellman.
I think they would have got one of the Villanova guys right off the bat.
What if they got DiVincenzo and Spellman?
I mean, you know me.
Two Big East guys.
I'm
I know.
A Big East homer.
I know.
But that's
a team that, I mean, I'm happy with the pick.
But right. But, and I think what the Bucks tried to do is try to get a guy who, and you look at all the guys around that draft pick, DiVincenzo is probably the most NBA ready player.
Yeah.
And
he's not that old. He's 21.
And the whole narrative that he got into the draft because of one game is such bullshit because he would have, if he had bad workouts, he would have went back to school.
Yeah.
They have a loaded roster. Like, he would have went back and been a star at Villanova.
Well,
and he had good workouts in the NBA. It's like, stay.
I think
you're going to be
that's
a top
certainly
20
helped
pick.
Too. He had a good combine, a great combine.
Yeah.
So that further solidified. I think he went from probably not getting drafted to getting drafted, and then the combine pushed him into the first round.
Right. So
like he tested well, he played well in their little scrimmages.
Yeah.
You know, he had a nice rebound or something, and like he had a nice, real nice, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for?
Drive.
Like a real nice, like sequence.
Sequence.
Where
yeah.
he had like, he hit like two threes and had like a really athletic rebound or something. And people were just like, man, this guy is an athletic guard that can guard pull. Positional size is John Horst's favorite term because he's about 6'5 and they think he can do point guard and shooting guard, which I'll hold my breath on. But
yeah, he's not that great of a ball hitter.
No, defensively, I think is more what I'm you know, leading. I don't expect him to be the lead ball handler when he's in the court.
It's gonna be very funny how many people are surprised at how many hops he has. Like he has legit hops.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying he can jump out of the gym, but he's gonna put somebody on a poster this year. Like
yeah,
guaranteed.
Possibly.
And Giannis might look for him for lobs. I mean, he's an athletic dude. Like people don't give him that credit. They think he's just a shooter.
I mean, it'd be nice if he was, you know, an athletic JJ Redick. That's a
Absolutely.
Good player.
I love that. And we can all agree as the two best nicknames in the draft, the Big Ragu and the Michael Jordan of Delaware.
Yeah. Of course, I know the real bag, Big Ragu. So.
Oh, yeah. He said
our buddy Matt Ergacious.
Matt Ergacious said he's handing the crowd over.
I did see that. God bless him. Because, yeah, no, that's a good nickname. And
Gus Johnson gave it to him. I'm sure Gus will not let you forget, man, that he gave it to him.
Speaking of Bucks Twitter hating people.
Oh, yeah.
Gus Johnson. I'm kind of out on Gus, too.
I am, too.
I think we all are, just because he sucks for a Bucks game.
He stinks.
I don't mind him. Okay, here's Gus. I mean, he's just kind of, his act is kind of old. I think people are just kind of tired of it.
Well, right.
And then on top of it, like, he comes and does Bucks games. Like, he does like 5 a year.
Yeah.
And it's like all the LeBron games.
The check's just in the mat.
And it's all the, oh yeah. And clearly he doesn't really prepare for these games.
No.
He just rolls in. Yeah. Knows the names, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah.
And creams himself every time LeBron does something.
How funny is it that Fox Soccer had him do soccer games for, like, 2 years, and it was just an absolute train wreck.
Yeah. Good on Gus for getting that gig, but
yeah,
he capitalized on his popularity.
Oh, yeah,
and,
definitely.
You know, so he kind of peaked 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hate him again, but at the same time, he's not very good for Bucks games. So either make him the full-time guy and let him get
acclimated.
For a year or two before we reevaluate how much I like Gus, but I'm out.
I wish they would just let, I know his schedule's busy, and I've said this before, but if you're going to do just a guy for 8 or 10 games, just why wouldn't Brian Anderson do it?
Yeah.
Why don't you just talk to Brian and say, hey, Paschke can't do all these. We just need you to do a few back-to-backs,
mm-hmm,
or have Matt LaPay do it. Like, yeah. I know Matt LaPay is...
He'd probably too busy.
I know he is,
with the Badgers going on at the same time.
Dude, I think Matt LaPay can do... I know he probably doesn't want to, but Matt LaPay could definitely hold it for a professional baseball or basketball team. And football. I mean, he does it all. He's probably the best... You'd say he's probably the most versatile broadcaster in Wisconsin.
I mean, Brian Anderson.
Behind Brian.
Brian Anderson's really, really good.
Yeah, yeah. Behind Brian, though.
Yeah, probably.
So... Yeah, no. So kind of that Bucks free agency. So Jabari Parker is the big kind of thing.
See, I think that's where the negativity comes in, too. Speaking of Jabari, he was brought up on the Low Post this week.
Yeah.
The Kevin Arnovitz edition, which came out, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they kind of talked at the very end of the podcast, mind you. I listened to it this morning. It was all the way at the end. Oh, by the way, the Bucks. You know, just the whole Jabari Parker situation. It kind of sucks.
Right.
It does. I mean... I'll be furious for a few days if they let him go completely, just because it's number 2 overall pick. He has talent. You know, he's the best chance at another superstar, the most realistic. Right. He's right there.
Yep.
Just had to get hurt, you know, and really, but there's also doubts. Like, do you think he can play along with Giannis? They are essentially the same position.
Right.
They are both probably small ball fours.
Yep. And Zach Lowe seems to think that it can't. I saw Zach Lowe's comments that he's not giving up on that.
I did agree with that. I did agree. You can tell he watches Bucks games.
Right.
And there is some of that where Jabari's so explosive where he can kind of do everything on offense.
Right.
You know, he can play low, down low. He can shoot threes pretty decently.
Right.
He can blow by guys still.
Yeah.
At his big body and a couple of torn ACLs. He can still blow by guys, and I think he's a lot more offensively versatile than Giannis is.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how they kind of complement each other.
Right.
Giannis is basically just, you can't stop him inside of 10 feet.
Sure.
And Jabari's definitely a little more, but, you know, Middleton's more of a knockdown shooter.
Right.
And then there's the whole Middleton thing, too.
Right. And I think Middleton
which has been brought to the forefront recently.
About what? If he's going to get signed?
Well, he's because Zach Lowe mentioned that as well. That Chris Middleton, the Bucks are trying to probably extend him, and he's telling them no, because he's going to opt out.
Hey, I don't blame Chris Middleton for getting that money.
I don't either. So then I guess the question is, do you trade him now? Or risk letting him walk?
You think about it. I think...
And you can't wait till the deadline.
Right. No. You do it this summer, but you have to get something pretty big back. And that would be... That's the case, and LeBron stays in Cleveland, then you trade Middleton for Kevin Love. And you don't think twice about it.
For sure.
And you just let Jabari go. You're fine with that. Or unless you think you can play Love, Jabari, and Giannis. I don't know if you can. I don't think so.
No, probably not.
So, right. You don't think twice about it. You don't blink. And maybe you get a Jordan Clarkson coming back. because they want to get rid of that contract, and you take on that money and maybe get rid of Dellavedova or John Henson or Tony Snell, whomever you like.
Shit contracts.
Yeah, just spin a wheel. But yes, I think if you do think Chris Middleton's gone, then maybe you make – they are not been involved with any sort of Kawhi dealings. I don't think they would
– Let me be clear. I don't think Middleton wants to leave.
No.
I just think it's obviously the best business move for him.
No. And I think –
because if he puts up another year like last year, especially another playoff stretch, I mean, he's getting $25 million.
Yeah, Chris Middleton contract year could be a really fun Chris Middleton. If the Bucks get to the Eastern Conference Finals next year with Chris Middleton just playing like in shape and playoff Chris Middleton the entire year, I'll be fine. Yeah. I really will. If he leaves, fine.
And the whole other thing too with the Bucks is that you have an opinion of a guy, but you have to remember we have a new coaching staff.
Oh yeah,
some of these guys could be, you know, it's almost tempting to bring everyone back and just see what happens.
I wouldn't hate it. I mean, people have said that the Bucks, and this isn't just local, this is like national people, have said the Bucks had the second best talent in the East over any, you know, over the Cavs, over just from an overall talent perspective across the board.
Yeah.
Yes. LeBron, yes. The Celtics, maybe. It was like they were three. They were probably the third best team in that thing. Philly, too young. Too much seasoning. I still think the Bucks could pose an interesting challenge to Philly next year with that entire roster. I think they'd want to upgrade at center just because of how little they have at.
Well, you know who I want.
Well, yes. Do we want to talk about your guy Kyle O'Quinn?
No, I don't know enough about him really to go. And I haven't watched any tape or anything.
Right.
But I in the games against the Knicks where I think he's one of those guys that's good in like a 15-20 minute role.
Yeah, he'd be a great.
And the way the modern NBA is, he'd be worth whatever contract.
Right.
You know, the mid-level exception, which, you know, by the way, the Bucks have.
Sure.
I don't think I'd go the full four with him. You might have to. I don't know. But I think the dude is 6'10", all of 6'10". He's what, 250 probably, 260. Right. He's a big body, got a great beard. I think he can shoot a little bit from the outside, maybe not three. Maybe not quite that far, but I think he's not a complete statue underneath the basket, is what I'm saying.
No, I agree.
And I think he can rim protect. He's a big guy. Like I said, I think he can rebound well. I got to check the numbers.
He'll get a double-double every now and again when you put him in a starting lineup.
And he's way better than Enes Kanter.
Yes, I would say that for sure, 100%. Yeah, and he plays a little defense. Not the best defender, but Kyle O'Quinn's a very good player. I think Kyle O'Quinn is a guy.
He's just like a solid, like one of those guys where it's like, one time for me, make a shrewd move.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. And I think that's what...
like, if you can get him for less, God bless
you. Right. And I think that's what Bucks fans want to see when you talk about the doom and gloom. Like, get a Seth Curry. Seth Curry would be another guy who I'd be totally into. Was hurt all last year, but 43% shooter.
And if this was 2016, Seth Curry's probably getting 4 for 40.
Yeah. Kevin O'Connor mentioned Marcus Gorgeous Hunt, who's just a gritty defender.
The Timberwolves guy?
Yeah. 6'5", beefy guy. Great. That Joe Harris, another name that was in O'Connor's article about bargains.
I like him. I like him a lot.
Joe Harris, perfect kind of guy that the Bucks need right now. The Bucks need
6'10", 250. Look at that.
Who?
Kyle O'Quinn.
Kyle O'Quinn. Yeah. So those are
And he's only 28.
Those are all sorts of guys. The Bucks, hopefully the Bucks management realizes they do not need a big fish in this free agency season. You don't need DeAndre Jordan. You don't need to make a run at Boogie. Nothing's been rumored on that.
And six in 18 minutes a game.
Right. And he would have, when he was in a starting role, he'd have 14 and 10 in a game. Not saying I'd play him in DraftKings. Not saying I didn't.
Those were career highs in both categories.
Oh, okay. So, but that must have been a memorable game because I obviously remember that one. But no, there are a lot of interesting names in the, you know, the free agency pool that are Bucks level talent. I don't think LeBron's going to Philly. I said it on Daily Tap the other day that I think it's down to Cleveland and LA, and I think Cleveland's the favorite. So having LeBron back in the East is unfortunate, but at some point LeBron's going to get old, and who knows when that is. And the Bucks are already going to be competing with Philly and the Sixers. Really what you hope is Kawhi doesn't come to either team, because then that's a real problem for Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You can deal with LeBron. You can't really deal with Kawhi. Kawhi, I think, is a lot more to deal with than what you have right now. The Celtics have Kawhi Kyrie and Gordon Hayward, look out.
Would they still have Tatum?
No.
Or Jalen Brown? Probably not.
I don't know. I don't know how you can get Kawhi without trading Jason Tatum.
If I'm the Celtics, I'm looking to trade Gordon Hayward.
Oh, wow.
You just don't need him.
That's actually really, that's an interesting point.
I mean, I don't think it'll happen, but because no, not now.
Not with the contract.
Not with the contract, not with the fact that he hadn't played more than five games.
No, but that's an interesting thing to think about next year. If he plays a good year. Yeah, I don't know what the Celtics are going to do for minutes next year. Very interesting conundrum for them.
Hayward will probably be their two.
Yeah, right.
Or three. Because they ain't getting Kawhi Leonard. I'll say that right now.
So do you think they'll end up, so the Lakers need to probably make a Godfather deal. Do you think Magic lays his nuts on the table like he's done with the Dodgers where he just sort of overextends himself? He's had those comments like, I'm Magic Johnson. We're going to get players. Very cocky, low. I think he may have said that on that podcast. He said it on Twitter. A lot of NBA executives have been rolling their eyes with what the Lakers have been doing. So Popovich is going to bend him over and say, okay, you want Kawhi Leonard.
Pull down your pants, Magic.
You want Kawhi. I want Lonzo Ball with LeVar not coming. I want Brandon Ingram, and I want next two first-rounders. That's how I think they would get Kawhi.
Plus, they'll probably have to take somebody
to
make the money work.
Yeah, and we'll take the fucking Dang contract. and that's the deal.
And they just hide him on the bench again?
Well, right. Or Greg Popovich makes him into like a productive 15 points a game player.
Well, he likes using guys that are 35 years old. So.
Exactly, just out of nowhere. So
that's why they suck, because they're too old.
So then you saw, I'm sure, Stephen A. Smith, who said, oh, LeBron texted Kevin Durant and told him to come be a Laker.
Do you think Kawhi just wants out because those guys are so goddamn old that he's just like,
We rehashed this last week.
I know.
I think it's like...
It's me or Pop, and they said Pop.
Yeah, dude, that's exactly what happened.
But I think part of that, too, is Kawhi's like, he looked around and he's like, okay, I got LaMarcus, he's what, 34, probably 35?
He has a lot of people in his head right now. A lot of people are telling him shit.
Oh, yeah.
So did you buy into any of the rumor that KD told LeBron, like,
no.
You think that's just bullshit?
Yeah, that's a Sam Amico.
From a storyline perspective, the best thing that would happen to the NBA would be Kevin Durant and LeBron in LA. It would be to break up the Warriors and then have Durant.
That would be sneaky great.
100%. I saw that notification. I was like, oh.
If he went to the Lakers, yeah.
Oh, my God. And you have Paul George there, too. And then you have like this three.
I mean, the Lakers fans on Twitter would make me want to kill myself.
Oh, yeah, for sure. 100%.
But that would be kind of funny just to see the Warriors.
The
Warriors would still beat him, but.
Yes, but the Kevin Durant.
Yeah, no, man.
I don't know.
That's a good, I mean, the Lakers would be, I mean, Kevin Durant's unguardable, but so is Curry.
Right. Now, it'd be really fun. Boogie Cousins, some people think, going to go to Dallas. I've been hearing Boogie to Dallas a lot. Mark Cuban, they kind of want to win.
That's because, too, I think Dallas needs a center and they have cap space.
And the fact that Dallas doesn't want to rebuild. Because I guess Simmons was on a podcast and he ran into Carlisle at the NBA Finals and they said,
well, clearly that's not Cuban style.
Right. And he asked Carlisle, like, so, hey, just starting out this rebuild. And Carlisle's like, what rebuild?
Even though they continue to always strike out in free agents.
Yeah.
Dallas.
I do think, though.
Unless they finally get DeAndre.
I think you have an interesting team right now with, you look at what they have, that team with Doncic, Dennis Smith Jr., Dirk. You add a guy like Clint Capella, Harrison Barnes. You try to go after Capella. You could go after three different guys: Capella, Cousins, or DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah.
You could also do Yusef Nurkic if you wanted.
Is Capella restricted?
Capella is restricted.
Yeah.
But I don't think there'd be any way Houston would let Capella go, especially to Dallas.
That's one situation where I'd renounce Jabari.
Oh yeah, for Capella, 100%. But I don't think there's no way Houston would let him go. I do find it interesting, though.
$20 million a year, can they afford it?
I don't know.
They'll be way in the luxury tax.
That's a good point. I do find it interesting that we're already starting to see teams offer restricted guys, which I don't think we saw a lot of last year. Maybe it's just the pool is greater this year, because Woj reported too. He said, it might have been Woj on the second one. I know for the first one he did. That said, Indiana is planning to go after Aaron Gordon in the restricted market.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. But they are.
That would scare the fuck out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not good.
Oh, it'd scare the fuck out of you if you're an Indiana fan?
Yeah.
I don't know if Eric Gordon's. You think Eric Gordon's bad?
Like, well, he just can't stay healthy.
That's the thing. He's explosive.
His shot's getting better.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big deal. I mean, it's going to be a ridiculous contract probably for him. And I don't know. He's getting better. I don't know. You maybe talk me kind of into it, but.
And then the other one, they said the Kings are going to try to take a swing at Zach LaVine.
Why?
It's the Kings.
The Kings have cap space. That's scary.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sacramento Kings.
Exactly.
That's why.
The Kings could be players for Jabari Parker.
Yeah.
Here's something I've been thinking about while we've been talking. It goes back to the Bucks. You know, I do want to keep Chris Middleton, I think, no matter what.
Yep.
Going forward. Because, you know, a lot of people talk about, well, if you let him go, him and Bledsoe come off the books. You got space for a max player.
Yep.
Nobody's coming here, people.
Yeah.
I don't care if we have Giannis or not. The Bulls, the Chicago Bulls, could never get a free agent. They ain't coming to Milwaukee.
Unless the facilities are. I think the problem with the Bulls. So hold on. I don't know if I agree with that. I hear what you're saying. I totally do.
Just all I'm saying is that the Bulls thought they were going to get Kobe. They thought in a trade. They thought they were going to get Carmelo.
Hold on.
Are you going to let me finish?
No. Are you going to let me talk?
Go ahead.
Because you, I know what you're. I get your point.
Okay.
Now let me bring in what you're missing.
The reality. All right.
What you're missing. The Bulls were
my
always.
My small brain.
No, it's not that. Don't get sensitive on me, you big pussy. Here's the thing. Jerry Reinsdorf was a shit owner.
Yes.
Gar Paxton.
The worst.
Gar Paxton and.
I've argued the worst owner in sports.
Maybe. Gar Paxton and what's his nuts? Jim Paxton and Gar Foreman. Mm-hmm. I got that mixed up.
Couldn't even tell you.
But those guys, terrible. Derrick Rose is never really a guy, and obviously
people
want to
play with.
I think a lot of that was there. Now Milwaukee has their own scars.
And then you had Tibbs, who's a hard ass.
And yes, so I do think that
not exactly Steve Kerr.
Players talk, and what they were saying was that where you start recruiting guys is all-star break.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the tampering really begins. And you're telling me Giannis couldn't convince some guys on an all-star court to say, hey, come play.
Is he that kind of guy, though?
I think he is. I think he's becoming that guy.
Yeah, he's becoming it.
I think
I'd feel better about it next year.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Right.
Because now he's got his shoe deal.
Yes.
So now he's the big dick in the cracker factory.
Oh, 100%. I mean, he's swanging. I mean, no question about it. I mean,
he's doing Nike shit all over on his Instagram and stuff.
As we were talking about on KFC Radio today.
By the way, he's looking cut.
Yeah. Giannis has that big dick energy. Have you heard of this?
No.
So people were wondering, like, how did Pete Davidson land Ariana Grande? You know, because they're married. They're engaged now.
Who's Pete Davidson?
He's the SNL guy that looks like Christian Yelich.
Okay, kind of. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, and basically they started dating for like...
Buzzed head, though, right?
I don't know, but he may have changed his hair. But regardless, they were dating for like 3 months and then got engaged. And someone asked, like, how is this happening? You know, like, Pete Davidson, not the greatest looking guy in the tool shed. And they basically commented, like, yeah, dude, he has like big dick energy. Like, nothing fazes him. He just walks in there, does whatever the fuck he wants, and he just doesn't care.
Yeah,
he doesn't
guy,
care
yeah.
what you, he doesn't care what you think of him. Like, he just has that big dick energy.
He used to be on Guy Code.
Yeah. So Giannis does have a little bit of that. I wouldn't say he has all of it, but
no.
there is a little bit growing. It's growing inside him.
Mm-hmm.
But yes. That makes me sound like puberty. That was weird. got strange there. You got to be careful when you're talking about big dick energy.
Cap space.
I like it. I like it. I love that. You just broke it up. That's so perfect. That's exactly what we want.
That's why you pay me the big bucks.
It's already 45 minutes into this podcast.
Yeah, it's bad.
What an amazing podcast this has been. This is a Friday, if I've ever, like, this is just such a Friday brain dump. Like, just Mitch and I, just summer Friday, like, this is a perfect podcast to mail in.
We haven't seen each other in like a week and a half.
No, we're just shooting the shit.
Pretty much.
This is awesome. Well, okay, so we'll see what happens with the NBA free agency.
It's going to be a pretty wild weekend.
Definitely. All right, so let's finish up with the Brewers. Who are they still winning?
I did just get some sort of notification, so I'll have to double check that. But
you never know with Great American Ballpark. He can be 9-5 Reds in a heartbeat, or like 10-4 Brewers.
I got 5-4 still.
All right, bottom of the eighth. So yep. Brewers maybe mounting a comeback. We'll see what happens. The game
they're up 5-4.
They're up 5-4. Right. Yeah. I'm sorry about that. So yeah, it'd be a great win for the Brewers after kind of a rough start and, you know, losing Christian Yelich. We'll see what happens with his back injury. Brewers are banged up, fam.
Yeah,
like,
they are.
They're definitely, I think every team goes through a stretch like this where it seems like everybody's hurt. And you have Lorenzo Cain, who's on the DL. You have Travis Shaw, who's battling a wrist injury. You have Yelich.
Yeah, wrist. Very important to play baseball, they say.
Yes.
And it is.
And back, Christian Yelich, very important to play. So
that's the thing about baseball is like any injury sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Because you use like your whole body. You don't use it often, but like to throw a ball, you need your legs, you need your arms, you need your back, you need your core. I mean, you need everything.
Yeah, and this is a tough stretch because the Brewers have no days off. So they have no days off till the All-Star break. They are playing straight through.
Yep. Actually, a doubleheader one of those days. So
one of those days.
21 games in 20 days starting last Tuesday.
Or
this past Tuesday.
Yeah, you would have loved to beat Kansas City on Wednesday. Probably should have beat them. I mean, I didn't counsel.
That pissed me off because they almost came back.
I said it on Daily Tap. I thought Council screwed that game. I thought Council mismanaged the
I felt like we were at a point where it was fair to expect them to beat the Royals twice.
Yeah, exactly.
And they didn't. And they cannot sweep teams.
Oh.
Can't do it. They'll win every series, but they can't sweep a fucking team to save their life.
I think I don't know what that is. That's a really good point.
Am I wrong that like every series they blow the team out in the first game and you're thinking, okay, you know, they can do this. Second game, they'll win by a run and then they lose by five.
So if the Brewers if they're doing their brand, they'll win tonight.
They'll win Friday.
And then they'll lose.
Probably lose Saturday
weekend.
And Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like last weekend.
But yeah,
blew that opportunity too.
Oh, I know. I talked about it on Monday. Like they blew golden opportunities to really take advantage of.
St. Louis did the St. Louis thing. They got all cranky after the walk off,
right?
And then came back and just beat us.
And St. Louis ended up winning 4 straight. Like
they were beating motherfuckers too. And
oh yeah, that the fact the Brewers didn't really retaliate was a little.
I didn't like that. I mean, I get it. You know, don't want to give away bases. You want to be the bigger man, but.
At some point, you just gotta lay them up.
You can't let the
out.
Cardinals throw fastballs at your two best players,
right? And at your place,
right?
It's different. It sends the message. I'm a little more old school on that than other things. I just think if you have to go fight somebody, go fight somebody. And I know people are like,
"What happened? What happened Friday?" I mean,
right? They were right. I mean, that was wild.
Yeah.
I was watching that game and. Like this, and Gyro.
It's with
like,
a Y,
like
but they say Gyro.
It's almost like Euro. Or
it's
Y-A-R-I-O,
and apparently it's Gyro.
Gyro. So Gyro Munoz gets all upset, gets all cranky over Eric Sogard, who probably, it's like a tick.
Weighs about 150.
Yeah, just soaking wet. Like settle down. Settle down,
I don't even know what he did.
Mr. Munoz. He just came in hard. It was fine. And then tonight... You had Eric Kratz and Joey Votto exchanging words, and then the umpire.
Oh, red ass Joey Votto. Yeah.
The umpire warned both benches like a goddamn pussy. Like, he definitely went, our ass is in the jackpot. Warned.
If Dusty Baker was the manager there would have been a fight there.
Oh, 100%. There was talking. Like, it was funny. Jesus Aguilar put his arm around somebody. That's Jesus' move in his bench clearing balls. He puts his arm around somebody. Because I think also he usually does it to a shorter guy. And I think the whole concept is he knows nobody really is going to fuck around with him.
Yeah.
Like he knows that no one's really going to come for him.
Yeah, he's about 6'2", 260.
Yeah. Yeah, not happening. So, yeah, no, Zeus.
Just a fat guy hero.
And, yeah, Zeus keeps rolling. 8 home runs in 12 games. He's up to 19. Definitely going to be a candidate for the write-in portion of the All-Star game. I think, and I guarantee you that will be a media swarm to get him.
It's going to be hilarious when he's the only offensive All-Star. Christ, probably the only All-Star.
No, Hader will get in. Hader will get in. Hader will be an All-Star, 100%. Josh Hader is one of those guys you want the casual baseball fan to know about.
Yeah.
100%. He'll be in.
He better.
I think they'll get him in. I think Yelich or Cain will go. I think Cain will go. You know,
Yelich should go before Cain.
That's a good debate. Sounds like a good debate topic here in the few minutes. All right, so we're waning down. Yeah, we'll see what the Brewers do. We'll obviously talk a little more about them next week and as the weeks go on in July. So as we play, we off. So World Cup, we're down to the knockout round. Do you have a favorite right now? Do you have
Belgium, man.
Yeah, Belgium's awesome. Belgium is a machine.
I mean, Germany didn't make it.
Germany, what a collapse.
This is lining up for Belgium.
Last time Germany hasn't made it since the days of Hitler, 38.
And Brazil, too.
Brazil's looking like a wagon. The fact that Mexico blew it, and now they have to play Brazil, the knockout round is less than stellar for I'll try.
Yeah, less than ideal, no question.
Total lemon booty.
It may be
Sweden.
Belgium and Brazil.
I wouldn't shock me. I think they're on opposite sides, right?
It could be. I haven't looked at the bracket.
But and then we could potentially be setting up a potential Messi Ronaldo in round eight.
I got to see the bracket here real quick, just because I haven't looked at all. I'm not even sure who 100% is through. I know Argentina barely made it, and in fact they probably shouldn't have.
Right, they got very lucky, and Maradona. 'Cause they stink. Maradona looked like he was ready to just croak over afterwards.
Well, and he double birded the fans too, like a gutless son of a bitch that he is.
Maradona is a legend, though. I mean, that guy does more cocaine than most people like do just regular drugs in their lives.
For sure,
guy just is. His body has to be one of the more impressive spectacles you've ever seen.
So Belgium and England, okay. I can't find the bracket.
It's
though.
It's fine. Ah, to hell with it.
no one's listening.
All right.
Yeah, Croatia, Argentina.
Mitchell, tell me.
Good old Iceland.
Mitchell, tell me who he's going to do that. Well, maybe we'll do a post pod in the car. But no, I'm just kidding. Anyways, SoTapWI is where you can find us. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Follow him on Mitch Ross MKE. Subscribe on iTunes. We'll be maybe back next week. Maybe we'll do a podcast with Murph. Maybe do a little three-man pod on Saturday. Who knows?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if we will. If we do it, we might not be sober. So anyways, for Mitch, I'm Charlie. Take care, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Peace.
Bye.